中文定英文？
不好意思啊 ，very sorry that my home run of paper, so I need to bring my computer up here. Hope it stays. Okay, looks okay. Okay, I'm going to translate in English.
今日講到嘅題目係跌倒。
Today, Pastor Lau's preaching is on stumbling. Title is stumble.
大家都好熟一個。百一米跨欄的中國選手叫做劉翔。
A lot of people know that there was an athlete, Chinese athlete, a good hurdle runner named Liu Xiang.
在2012年倫敦奧運的時候，他跌倒。
In the 2012 London Olympic Games, he stumbled.
沒人會期望他會跌倒。
No one expected him to stumble.
在他開跑的時候，幾秒之內他就拐下拐下了。
In the beginning of the start, like within a few seconds, he staggered in the field.
在他面上你看到痛苦和失望。
And on his face, you can see his pain and his disappointment.
他就用輪子推出這個場地。
And he left the field on a wheelchair.
我不知道你有沒有在電視看得到，如果你是中國人的時候，你一定可能很驚訝，也很失望。
A lot of Chinese, maybe including you, were watching on a game on the TV, or were all shocked and saddened.
芝加哥有個公牛隊有個控球後衛叫做 Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose, the famous Chicago Bulls point guard.
在13到14年的球季，他跌倒受傷。
And he stumbled in the season 2013-14.
然後兩季都沒得出場地到比賽。
And he missed two straight seasons.
如果你是公牛隊的擁躉的時候，你會很失望。
If you are a Bulls fan, you will be very disappointed.
這些職業的運動員，他們不應該跌倒，因為他們每一日都是操練，要成為超級的英雄。
They should not stumble because they were trained every day to become superheroes.
但你和我就不同了，我們是普通人，我們會經常跌倒。
For us, we are just ordinary folks. We stumble a lot.
我們跌倒的時候，不是一件大事。
It's not a big deal for us to stumble.
當你是一個小孩子的時候，你學行的時候，不夠力，你會跌倒。
For a toddler, when he or she begins to walk, they don't have strong muscles, so they stumble.
當我們到了七老八十的時候，你又不夠力去控制你那個行路，你又會很容易跌倒。
When you are 70s or in your 70s or older, you don't have the ability to control your muscles, so you will stumble as well.
如果你病的時候或者受傷的時候，更加容易跌倒。
If you are sick or wounded, stumbling is unavoidable.
我細蚊仔的時候就有病，所以以致到我很容易跌倒。
Because of Pastor Lau's sickness when he was a child, he stumbled a lot too.
有很多跌倒那些時刻，那些 moment, 即是很難忘。
A lot of moments of stumbling he could not forget.
講一個。
I'm just going to share one.
在芝加哥有一晚是落緊大雪的時候，又很凍，零下不知多少度，很大風。
One evening in Chicago it was snow heavily, very cold and still below and very windy.
雖然有街燈，但是周圍都很黑。
There were street lights, but it was still dark outside.
我從辦公室走到去停車場去拿自己的車的時候，用一個拐杖慢慢地走。
I walked slowly with a cane from my office to the car.
我的路有雪的時候很滑。
The road was quite slippery.
很小心啊，很慢很慢地走。
So I was very cautious.
因為我知道如果跌倒在雪道的時候，在這麼夜的時候，很難自己會起得身。
If I fell into snow in this late evening, it would be very difficult for me to stand up again.
但是最後那個拐杖突然間閃一閃。
Unfortunately, the cane slipped.
那你就失去平衡了，就開始跌了，好像一個慢動作那樣跌下去。
I lost the balance and began to fall.And imagine that in a slow motion replay.
你在想究竟我跌到哪个方向才会没那么受伤。
And I was thinking how the way should I fail that I wouldn't be hurt a lot?
第一个反应就是求神，耶稣啊，你救我。
But instead, I immediately called God, Jesus, save me.
在我的身体未掂到地的时候，忽然间后面有一只很强烈、很强大的手捉住我。
Just before my body touched the ground, a strong hand reached me, hold me from back.
我不知道这个人在哪里来。
I didn't know where this guy come from.
神藉着这个陌生人，将我从一个很危险的跌倒来到拯救回来。
God saved me from a dangerous falling through a stranger.
我们每个人跌倒的时候都有很多理由。
There would be a lot of reasons for each one of us to stumble.
如果前面有救不知道什么，你突然踩到的时候，你会跌倒，你会跌低。
Sometimes we stumble because we trip over an obstacle.
或者当我们在背上很重的一个重担的时候，我们会摇摇欲坠这样。
Sometimes we stagger, wobbling when we carry heavy burden on our shoulders.
不单止我们肉身上会跌倒，很多时候我们在我们的情绪，在我们的情感上面会跌倒。
Not only we stumble physically, but we also stumble emotionally.
什么可以令到我们的情感或者情绪会跌倒？
What can cause us stumble emotionally?
可以是任何一样东
西。It can be anything.
你可以没有份工的时候会跌倒。
For example, if you lost your job, you will stumble.
考试失败。
Or you failed in an examination.
关系破裂。
Broken relationship.
或者工作的压力。
Even the pressure in work.
都会令到一个人很容易跌倒。
All can cause a person to stumble.
当我们跌倒的时候，我们会或者变得情绪不安、忧愁、抑郁或者很愤怒。
In such cases, we may become stressful, sad, depressing, or even angry.
当你跌低的时候，你跌倒的时候，你应怎么做？
So what are you going to do when you stumble?
你会不会好像我咁喺度呼求耶稣啊，呼求我哋嘅神嘅儿子？
Are you going to call out to our Lord Jesus, Son of God?
上个礼拜我嘅电脑有个 modem， 中文叫做数据这个调制调解器，突然间不能够操作。
Last week my cable modem stopped working。
你知道好惨噶，即系我 modem 唔 work 嘅时候。
It would be such a disaster for me。
我唔可以同外面嘅世界好似失去咗联络，亦都唔可以有好多网上嘅工作我唔能够做到。
I lost communication with the world outside and could not continue many jobs online.
坐在电脑面前，好像什么都做不到那样。
I sat before a computer and couldn't do anything at all.
一个这样的 modem， 我很多年前已经 是买了在这里整好了。
Well, I set up this cable modem many years ago.
当然我不懂怎么整，怎么修理它。
I don't know how to fix it.
就打电话 AT&T。这些专家来到求助。
So I called AT&T for help.
电话公司啊，咁电话公司的人一接电话，好多时候第一句问你一个保安，为了保安的时候一个问题。
For security purpose, this tech help usually asks a security question.
答中咧就帮你，答唔中咧就知道你是假的，都唔系嗰个人。
If you answer it right, then they know that this is a legitimate person calling.
咁佢个问题就系、是、Who is your childhood favorite hero？ 你细蚊仔嘅时候最受欢迎嘅英雄系边个
？So the question is who was your childhood favorite hero？
啊死啊点答
？So who is that？
会唔会系蝙蝠侠咧
？Is it Batman？
会唔会系超人咧
？Superman？
或者蜘蛛侠咧
？Or Spiderman？
啊谂咗好耐，最后嘅答案我就有啦。
Oh， I recall what's the answer？
话 Jesus。耶稣
is Jesus，
咁啊答中喎。
So I answered it right。
答中咧，佢哋就帮我啦。
So they were going to help me。
咁啊，耶稣系咪你最受欢迎嘅英雄？当你有困难嘅时候，要去揾佢。
So today in the difficult time, is Jesus your favorite hero？
当你跌倒嘅时候，耶稣系咪你嘅救星
？When you stumble, is Jesus your savior？
我哋刚才读到马可福音十五章。16到24节。
We just read the passage in Mark chapter 15:16 to 24.
这一段的经文我们很熟悉。
A lot of us know this passage pretty well.
在耶稣未去钉十字架之前的一个片段是我们刚才读到
的。 It is a brief moment before Jesus went onto the cross.
耶稣不是一个罪犯，但是他被判死刑。
He was not a criminal, but he was sentenced to death.
他将会被钉十字架，一种很残酷 的受刑致死。
He will be executed by crucifixion, a very terrible, horrible torture to death.
咁嗰啲士兵咧，啲罗马兵啊，罗马兵咧就先带到佢去一个衙门嘅空地嗰度。
So the soldiers first brought him into a palace.
然后开始折磨佢。
And began to torture him.
演一场落难嘅皇帝登基嘅闹剧。
So they make a they mock him.
嗰度冇嘅。
系 ，so they mock him.
他们将一个紫色的袍穿上耶稣身上。
So they put a purple robe on him.
然后用一个荆棘的整成一个环，当是冠冕地压到他的头上。
And they twist a crown of thorns and thistles around his head.
那些荆棘就令到耶稣的头上流血。
And it caused Jesus' head to bleed.
然后他们就来到侮辱他，说你是犹太人的王。
And mock him, you are the king of Jews.
然后又用一个好像木棒那样的物体来到剥他的头。
And they struck him with a staff like a baseball bat.
就吐口水退下去那里。
They spit on him.
然后又耻笑他。
And they mocked him, making fun of him.
完了之后他们就将他那件紫袍拎走，就穿翻佢自己嘅衣服。
Then they took off the purple robe and dressed him with his own garments.
然后佢哋就带呢一个人，呢、这个耶稣，去进行一个游街示众，去到各各他呢一笪地方。
And they led him on a death march to a place called Golgotha.
喺呢一段距离行到去各各他呢一段嘅距离，耶稣佢自己。要孭住十字架嗰个横梁。
On the walk to Golgotha, Jesus had to carry the wooden cross beam with his shoulder.
呢个横梁好多时候大约重量系30-40磅。
Usually this cross beam weighed about 30-40 pounds.
我哋唔知道耶稣行咗几远嘅路。
We don't know for exactly sure how long was this march.
有人估计。这个嘅游街示众，或者可能行唔超过一里。
It speculated that this death march was less than a mile.
如果你系健康强壮嘅时候，孭住四十磅行一段唔少过一里嘅路，可能冇乜问题。
If you're healthy and strong and carry a load of 40 pounds for less than a mile, it should be okay.
但你睇下耶稣，佢已经系遍体鳞伤。的时候再孭上这个这么重的十字架，这个梁放在身那个肩膊的时候是很辛苦很痛苦。
However, if you thought of what Jesus had endured already, you can imagine the pain caused by carrying such cross.
去各各他这个途中的时候，所有街道都塞满了人。
On the way to Golgotha, the streets were packed with people.
有人在看到耶稣的时候那么辛苦的时候在那尖叫。
Someone screamed when they saw what had happened to him.
有人又在那笑在那聊天。
Someone laughed, someone chattered.
或者去到目的地还有几不是很远的一个路程的时候。
Maybe on the final few yards to the destination, the soldiers suddenly stopped to march.
士兵就制止唔好行，佢哋喺嗰啲会众、喺啲观众嗰度嚟到去揾一个人，要捉一个人。
And probably they looked around and grabbed a bystander.
佢捉到一个人，佢话：你孭呢个十字架。
And they asked the bystander, you, this guy, carry the cross for him.
呢个路人有个名叫做西门。
This bystander had a name Simon.
西门系从古利奈 来到耶路撒冷。
This Simon was a man traveling from Cyrene.
古利奈是在现在的利比亚，在北非上面。
This city is in Libya, in North Africa.
我们不太知道西门的历史。
We don't know much about this guy Simon.
圣经记述到西门有两个仔，叫做亚历山大和鲁夫。
But the Bible mentioned that this Simon had two sons, Alexander and Rufus.
我们不知道这两个仔当时有没有陪着他爸爸。
We don't know if his two sons were there when their father was grabbed by the soldiers.
如果他们在这里的时候，这两个仔一定会很害怕。
If they were, they must be shocked and scared.
有人说西门是一个非洲的黑人，因为古利奈是在非洲这个地方。
Some people may say that Simon was probably a black African because Cyrene was a city in Africa.
如果是这样的时候，他可能来到耶路撒冷是做生意。
If that's the case, he might just be a merchant simply going to Jerusalem for business.
又有人说西门是一个犹太人，因为古利奈又住了很多的犹太人在这里。
Others may suggest that Simon was a Jew as Cyrene was, had a large population of Jewish people.
如果是这样的时候，西门他可能来到耶路撒冷是想庆祝这个逾越节。
If that's the case, then he might be in Jerusalem for the, for the time of Passover.
无论是什么时候，西门都不会想得到自己会为耶稣孭这个十字架。
Well, either way, he was unexpected to carry the cross for Jesus.
我们不知道西门他知不知耶稣是哪一个。
We are not sure if Simon knew who Jesus was.
除了他可能知道耶稣是走着这个去受刑的一个的人之外。
Well, other than a man on the death march, what else would he know?
你会想为什么这些士兵要捉西门去孭这个十字架？
So why did soldiers grab Simon to carry the cross?
理由很简单，因为耶稣跌倒。
Simply because Jesus stumbled.
传统上我们说耶稣在这一段的游行游街是跌过三次。
Traditionally, we were told that Jesus fell three times on this road.
耶稣走到尾的时候，他摇摇欲坠，因为他流血，他很疲倦，他很痛。
Jesus staggered as he was bleeding, exhausted, and very much in pain.
这个这么重的十字架，他担不起，以致到他在西门的面前来到跌倒。
The cross was so heavy that he began to fall in front of Simon.
我的士兵捉住西门要抬这个十字架，因为他们不想耶稣未去到刑场的时候就已经死了。
The soldiers wanted Simon to carry the cross because they didn't want Jesus to die before the execution.
西门就要孭这个十字架。
So Simon picked up the cross and put it on his shoulder.
如果我们去访问西门，究竟他当时在想什么的时候，可能这个很有趣。
So, if, think about if we ask Simon what would he what have what was he thinking, it would be something very interesting.
Simon, 啊，你会不会认为这个跌倒的人是会救得到你在你有难的时候？
Simon, do you think this stumbling man can save you from troubles?
Simon, 啊，很多人说这个是救世主，你觉不觉得当你会跌倒的时候，他真的会救到你。
Simon, a lot of people say that he is a savior. Do you think he can save you when you stumble?
每一年时代杂志会选出每年的风云人物。
Each year, the Time magazine announces the person of the year.
或者我们来看几个。
Well, there were quite a few.
1966年的时候，哪一个是风云人物？
1966?
1996年
Sorry, 1996.
Oh,
there was a Dr. David Ho.
He was a 科学家研 究艾滋病。
He is a doctor scientist who pioneered in AIDS research.
2010年嘅時候，我個風雲人物係扎克伯格。
In 2010, it was Mark Zuckerberg.
係社交網站面書嘅創辦人。
He is the founder of the Facebook.
2012年的時候風雲人物是奧巴馬。
In 2012, it was the President Obama.
不用說是誰了。
Everybody knows.
你看這些人的時候，他們代表著不尋常的魄力，不尋常的權力，不尋常的成就。
These person of the year represents outstanding strength, power and achievements.
他們好像冇跌倒咁嘅樣，從來冇跌過，起碼我哋唔知。
Well, they have not stumbled. At least, it's not known to us.
佢哋係唔跌倒嘅強人。
They are strong people. They won't stumble.
我哋呢個社會崇拜唔跌倒嘅強人。
We idealize these non-stumblers.
唔跌倒嘅強人就係被認為係英雄，係救世主。
We consider them as heroes, sometimes even saviors.
他們有能力去給人有安全感。
They give us the power, they have the power to give us security.
他們有智慧去改善人那個的健康。
They have the talent to improve our health.
他們有能力去改變這個世界。
They can change the world.
但你想，當一些不跌倒的人的強人，他真的跌倒的時候，我們會怎麼想？
What would happen if non-stumbler actually stumbles?
大家都認識戴卓爾夫人這個鐵娘子，英國的首相。
A lot of people know Miss Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady, British Prime Minister.
鐵娘子即係鐵人啦，鐵人即係唔跌嘅人啦。
An iron person is won't stumble, right?
喺1982年中英談判嘅時候。
In 1982, Margaret Thatcher had a long negotiation with China.
在人民大會堂吃完飯，拜拜的時候。
Well, they were negotiating about the fate of Hong Kong, and while she was leaving the banquet at the Great Hall of People in Beijing,
這個不跌倒的強人，他差錯腳，就跌倒了。
This non-stumbler took a wrong step on the stair and fell to her knees.
在全世界的電視機那些面前，她跌倒。
Well, she stumbled in front of the televisions throughout the world.
這個沒人意，是這個沒人意料到的跌倒，被全世界人看得到的時候，意味著她在這個中英談判裡面失敗。
Her unexpected stumble in front of the world signified her failure in the negotiation of the handover of Hong Kong to China.
我哋耶穌係點咧？
What about Jesus?
佢喺世人面前跌倒。
He stumbled in front of the whole world.
喺馬可福音第十五章嘅時候，喺世人面前佢跌倒。
In the book of Mark chapter 15, he stumbled in front of us.
當佢跌倒嘅時候，冇人會覺得呢個跌倒嘅人是會是一個成功的人，只是一個失敗者。
No one would consider him a hero, only a loser.
沒人在馬可福音第十五章的時候覺得這個跌倒的人真的會拯救這個世界。
No one would think that he would save the world.
那你又怎麼想？
What about you?
你信不信這個跌倒的耶穌能夠拯救你，當你自己跌倒的時候？
Do you believe that this stumbling Jesus is able to save you when you are in trouble?
當我去台灣、台中的時候，我見到很多廟宇和寺院。
When I travel to 台中 of Taiwan, I saw a lot of temples and shrines.
你有沒有想過人，為什麼那麼多人要去廟宇或者寺院？
Why do people go to temples and shrines?
他們去廟宇的時候，是不是跟那些去到的時候又跟那些偶像 say hi?
Do they just go to the temples and say hello to the idols?
可能我們的遊客可能會這樣做。
Well, for like travelers or visitors, they may just want to take a look and say hi.
你見到個大佛嘅時候，你啊呢、這個大佛，你好嗎
？So like hi Buddha, how are you doing today？
啊，你見到孔子嘅時候，孔子好耐冇見到喎。
Or you say to Confucius, oh long time no see。
好多人佢去廟去啲廟寺嘅時候，佢哋有個目的，或者佢哋因為自己本身係跌倒咗，或者佢哋好驚會跌倒。
People go to the temple simply because they have stumbled or afraid of stumbling.
啊，佢好想呢啲偶像能夠幫佢哋救佢哋，當佢跌倒嘅時候。
They hope the idols can save them from the stumbling.
或者你去教堂嘅時候，點解你要教堂？可能因為你都係跌倒咗，或者你好驚會跌倒。
Or maybe you expect the same thing when you come to church.
当我们跌倒的时候，没什么值得羞耻。
There is nothing to be ashamed of when we stumble.
我们每个人都会跌倒。
We all stumble anyway.
在马可福音第十五章之前，所有人都是看到耶稣的时候，都觉得耶稣是一个不倒的强人。
Before the chapter 15 of Mark, everyone saw Jesus as a non-stumbler.
耶稣可以做神迹来到平静风浪。
He could do miracles like to calm the storm.
耶稣可以医好有病的人。
Heal the sick.
耶稣可以叫死人复活。
Or even resurrect.
他跟那些法利赛人那些宗教领袖辩论的时候，令到他们哑口无言。
And he could shut the mouths of many religious leaders.
耶稣讲话的时候带有很大 的权力在里面。
He talked with authority.
所以有很多人跟着耶稣，有穷的，有钱的，在这个犹大一带都跟着他。
So a lot of people from poor to rich all over Judea followed him.
如果耶稣想的，他想做皇帝的时候，这班人会拥护，会一起来拥护成为这个以色列的王。
If he wanted to, Jesus could have been the king of Israel.
在马可福音第十五章之前，你看到他是一个极有琵琶权力和成就的人。
He was such a man of strength, power and achievement.
如果当时有这个时代杂志的时候，可能他会被选为第33年的风云人物。
Probably he could have been the person of the year 33.
但当他在第十五章的时候，他跌倒了。
But in chapter 15, he stumbled.
他意外地，我们看成是意外地一个跌倒。
He stumbled unexpectedly.
原来我们人都是的，我们很多时候，我们很意外地，我们不会想到的时候，我们会跌倒。
But we all stumble like Jesus unexpectedly.
我有一个朋友，他在神学院里面教书。
I had a friend who was a professor in a seminary school.
他走去同啲朋友喺度打场嘅足球嘅时候，忽然间心脏病死咗。
In a casual soccer game, he died suddenly of heart attack.
所以佢个太太好伤心，面对呢一个完全冇谂到嘅意外。
So his wife was very sad, being such unexpected accident.
佢太太好努力咁去想过翻一个冇咗呢一个丈夫嘅一个正常嘅生活。
She was trying hard to live on without her husband.
喺佢写嘅纪念册里面，佢咁写，佢话喺情感上、情绪上，佢跌倒。
She stumbled emotionally as she said it in the memorial book.
有一个人，佢喺佢嘅生意上边。
Another friend of mine has stumbled in his business.
未跌倒之前，佢喺佢嘅事业里面，佢去到一个好高嘅境界。
Before he stumbled, he was in the peak of his career.
佢住一个好大嘅屋。
He lived in a big house.
拥有一间好有规模嘅广告公司。
And owned a prosperous advertising agency.
但因为佢做错一个决定嘅时候。
But he made a bad decision.
一切都冇晒。
He lost everything.
连公司都冇埋。
Including the company.
屋都冇。
He lost his house.
佢連個前途都絕望埋。
Even his future。
佢叫我同佢祈禱，希望自己可以企得翻起身。
So he asked me to pray for him, hoping he could stand up again。
有一個人，佢最近喺香港揾咗份工。
A friend recently found a new job in Hong Kong。
佢揾到份工嘅時候，於是乎喺芝加哥，佢原本呢度有工嘅，佢就辭咗唔做。
And she immediately quitted her job in Chicago。
期望去香港嘅時候有好嘅發展。
Expecting a better future ahead of her。
但係當佢翻工第一日嘅時候，佢發覺佢個老闆係一個極冇耐性、好容易發脾氣嘅人。
On the first day of her new job, she found out that her new boss was very impatient and very bad temper.
啊，呢個老細咧係人都鬧。
Her boss was demanding and yelling at everyone.
喺個事業上，佢好似跌倒咁樣。
So she stumbled at her career.
佢要重新要去揾嗰個生命嗰個方向同埋熱誠。
So she tries to find her direction of life again.
我哋唔单止会喺肉身上，你行下路嘅时候会跌倒。我哋同时亦都因为喺我哋嘅背、我哋嘅肩膊上背起重担嘅时候，我哋会摇摇欲坠。
Not only we stumble unexpectedly, but also we stagger like Jesus when our burden is heavy.
耶稣当嗰个十字架咁重压喺佢个肩膊嘅时候，佢又觉得好痛嘅时候。
Jesus staggered as the weight of the cross caused him unbearable pain.
有冇谂过呢一个十字架其实系代表住人类嘅罪嗰个重担
？Have you thought of that cross actually represent all the sins of mankind?
呢啲罪系过去嘅人嘅所犯嘅罪，今日人所犯嘅罪，同埋将来人所犯嘅罪。
The sins of the world in the past.Present and in the future.
亞當夏娃他們的罪在裡面，大衛王的罪在裡面。
There was Adam's sin, also King David's sins.
我的罪在裡面，你的罪都在我裡。
My sins are there and your sins are there as well.
一個罪的重擔壓在耶穌的身上，他一個人去承擔。
So this heavy load was on Jesus alone.
当我们将个重担放在我们的身上，一个人去背的时候，你会觉得摇摇欲坠。
We are all stagger when we carry such heavy load.
有很多家长，他们因为自己的儿女背在自己身上的重担，他们觉得很辛苦。
A lot of parents burdened with their children.
他们的儿女可能是很反叛，令到他们睡不着觉。
Their children may be rebellious, making themunable to sleep at night.
他们的儿女可能是出生的时候有病 有各种的问题，令到他们每天都惶恐不安。
Their children may be born with disability, making them anxious every day.
又有人因为自己的家庭的重担很辛苦。
There are people burdened with their families.
他们的父母可能年纪开始大了，身体健康也都开始衰退了。
Their parents may be getting old, the health is declining.
或者家庭嗰个同自己嘅配偶嗰个关系系出现不和嘅时候，好辛苦。
Or there is a broken relationship between the spouse and the parents.
又有人佢喺工作上嗰个重担孭得好辛苦。
There are also people burdened with their works.
工作时间好长。
Long working hours.
压力好大，以致到佢哋情绪上出现问题。
The pressure in the work causes emotional problems.
我哋就好似耶稣咁，喺唔觉意嘅时候系跌倒咗。
We all stumble like Jesus unexpectedly.
我哋又好似耶稣咁，当重担太重嘅时候，我哋摇摇欲坠，一个因为咩
？We all stagger like Jesus when the burden is too heavy and we have to carry it alone.
当耶稣喺西门嘅面前。跌倒的时候，或者世人不相信耶稣是有资格成为他们的救主。
When Jesus was stumbling before Simon, the world would doubt if Jesus was qualified to be their savior.
你有没有想过耶稣的神的儿子，他
来到这个世上的时候，他好像我们。
So Jesus, the Son of God, when he was on this earth, became a man like us.
他好像我们不是只是肉身上像有眼有鼻有手有脚这样。
Not only physically like us.
今天的经文告诉我们耶稣像我们，因为他经历过怎样去背那个重担，以致到就算耶稣都要跪在地上。
Today's passage shows that Jesus is like every one of us and like to carry burden that makes you to fall on the knees.
耶稣好像我们，因为他也都经历过怎样一个人去背这个重担的时候是搞不定。
So it shows that he learned to carry something that could not be carried alone.
耶稣是不是真的要独自来背这个十字架呢？
Must Jesus have to carry the cross alone?
我们是不是也都是要独自背这个十字架？
Do we need to carry our own cross alone?
耶稣在这个马太福音第十一章二十八节中说，
In the book of Matthew chapter 11:28, there it says,
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who were weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
你没读过马可福音第十五章的时候，你不明耶稣他为什么会这么说。
If you didn't read Mark chapter 15, you would not understand why Jesus say something like this.
今天我们很高兴，因为我们有一个会跌倒的救主， 他知道我们那个困难在哪里。
We should be glad to have a Savior who stumbles because he knows our troubles.
我们应该很感恩，因为我们有个会跌倒的救主，他很明白我们怎样去背我们和我们背我们的重担。
We should be thankful to have such Savior because he knows how to carry our burden.
最近我去认识一个在中国的基督徒。
I met a Chinese Christian recently.
他在中国的西部一个很穷的村庄的农村里面出世。
He was born in a poor village in the west.
很年幼的时候，他爸爸经常打他。
When he was a kid, his father beat him a lot.
觉得留在这个农村没什么前途。
He found out that there is no future for him to stay there.
17岁的时候，他就一个人走到去南部一个大城市度揾打工。
So at age 70, he ran along to a big city in the south.
喺一间纸厂里面做工。
So he worked very hard in a paper company.
好勤力咁做，佢所识嘅就系纸。
He worked very hard and all he knows is about paper.
所以十年之后，佢自己又开间纸厂。
So 10 years later, he started his own paper company.
嚟到同人哋印刷的工作，
doing printing business。
今天我问他的时候，他说仍然在他父亲那里给他很大的压力。
Today he still has a lot of pressure from his home and his father。
他的父亲经常去赌钱，
his father gambles a lot。
没钱的时候他又要给钱。
When his father loses his money, he has to send money home。
他又在自己的工作上很大的压力。
He also had a lot of pressure from his work.
我就问他，你憎不憎你爸爸？
So I asked him, do you hate your father?
他说没憎了。
He said, no, I don't hate him anymore.
我问他，你怎样去应付你这么大的压力？
So how are you going to handle your pressure?
他说我每星期去教堂。
He said, I go to church every Sunday.
已经去了几年了。
And it has been for several years.
他说耶稣给他有平安。
He said he finds peace in Jesus.
他说耶稣背同他背他的重担。
He says Jesus carries his burden as well.
他说如果我没有耶稣的时候，我真的会跌倒，我真的不知道怎么去生活。
He said, if I don't have Jesus in my heart, I've already stumbled and I don't know how to live on.
各位朋友，今天你学了什么？
So what do you learn today?
我们 喺好多时候会跌倒。
A lot of time we stumble。
我哋又中意崇拜唔会跌倒嘅强人。
We idealize and idolize those non-stumblers。
但系你会发现喺呢个世界冇边一个系唔会跌倒嘅强人。
But in this world, there is no such person who won't stumble。
耶稣系神嘅儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God。
佢亦都系好似我哋咁会跌倒。
And he stumbled like us。
佢知道一个跌倒嘅人系点乜样。
He knows when a person stumbles, what do we feel like?
他知道当我们只是自己去孭这个重担的时候，那种的痛苦是怎样。
He knows the pain when one has to carry the burden alone.
他更加有能力跟我们孭我们的重担。
And he has the ability to carry the burden for us.
最重要的是他愿意孭我们的重担。
And most importantly, he is willing to carry the burden for us. Let's all pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. You sent Jesus Christ to this world. Not only he died on the cross for our sins,
he also愿意来到为我们同担这个重担。
And he is more willing to share the burden with us.
他明白我们的痛苦。
He understands and knows our pain.
父啊，求你都教导我们每一个人。
Father, would you please teach each one of us?
我们学习怎么依靠神你自己。
To learn how to rely on Jesus.
知道你爱我哋。
We know that you love us。
知道你唔愿意我哋自己只系一个人嚟到担呢个重担。
Let us know that, you would not allow us to carry the burden alone。
父，我哋感谢你，我哋祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Father, we thank you. We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.